and good evening, everyone, and welcome in to the UFC Fight Cards podcast presented by Orange Fire Media. I'm Russ Renaud, and thanks for joining us again here on another weekend after a UFC event. So we had fight night from the Apex last night, and so not the most exciting card, which, you know, coming off of a pay-per-view last week, it's not always going to be the case, but, you know, we had a good top five matchup here in the flyweight division between number two ranked Brandon Royval and number five Tatsuro Taira, who was, you know, one of those rookies from 2023. As you saw when we opened up some cards last year, Tatsuro Taira was one of those big names that we saw that people were collecting really high on, and he did not get the job done last night. So Brandon Royval with a what goes down as a split decision, should have been unanimous, but Royval won this fight clearly, but just puts himself in that position to get that next title shot against Alessandro Pantoja. So it just stays right in there, and that's something we should probably see in the near future. I know that we will talk later on about the schedule coming up, and there's, you know, hints of a flyweight title fight coming up. Nothing official yet, but Pantoja does have something on the docket with the UFC. So it's not Brandon Royval, but look for that coming up at that last pay-per-view in December. So, you know, a lot of people, you know, when you're dealing with card collecting, people like Tatsuro Taira, people are really high on him, buying him a lot, and then a loss comes and the bottom falls out and people just jump off the bandwagon and say, oh, this guy's done, he wasn't as good as we thought he was, and career's over as far as they're concerned. But you know what, it's a flyweight division. Tatsuro Taira is young and he'll be back. You know, it's just one of those things that, like, if you're in the top five, all it takes is for a good showing your next time out, and you're right back there, because you never know what's going to happen. So you just stick around that top five, good things are going to happen. Probably have not seen the last of Tatsuro Taira, so we'll see what happens down the road. But unfortunate for him, but great for Brandon Royval, who puts himself in prime position for a title shot in 2025. Just going down the list, not a lot of great stuff last night. Jung Young Park looking good against Brad Tavares with a split decision. Chidi and Jaquani getting back in there in the welterweight division with a win over Jared Gordon. Grant Dawson, you know, I never thought that Grant Dawson should have fell out of the lightweight rankings. He gets a TKO in the second round over Rafa Garcia. So, I mean, yeah, Grant Dawson, I think, is just one of those guys that people fall off and they don't think as highly of it because they come off of a loss. But you're going to lose. I mean, losses are going to come when you're young, and they're just going to happen sometimes. And, you know, Grant Dawson's going to be there. I always thought that Grant Dawson would bounce back and he would take that, learn from it, and move on, and he has, and I think just great things are coming for Grant Dawson. So just, you know, close here to where we are in the Houston area, Alex Morono here in the North Houston area, he takes a split decision loss to Daniel Rodriguez last night. I thought it was a great fight. Really could have gone either way. They went at it. Just love to see those two guys fight, and unfortunately for our hometown guy, Alex Morono, he did not come out on the victorious end, but he always looks good. And so, you know, proud of the showing that he made last night. So just to wrap up the rest of the card, before we get to the rest of the schedule, Pat Sabatini with a nice win over Jonathan Pierce with a submission in round one. The McGrimbo continuing his winning ways, and a great story in the UFC. You know, that's just great for the UFC if he keeps winning, because just his legend grows after having $7 in his bank account. And he's reeled off three straight wins. And over Nico Price, a good contender there in the welterweight division. Junior Taffa getting a TKO in the second round. Now, you know, those are the highlights from last night. So we just wanted to come in here real quick and, you know, wrap up last night and get through the schedule going forward. And we'll tell you what we've got coming up here on the show. We thanks for joining us. We're here live every weekend after UFC events. Usually we were on Saturday night right after, but had a little bit going on last night and weren't able to get in right after the fights. But we're here tonight, and you know, we'll be here. If you missed last weekend, we were live during the pay-per-view and providing live coverage for that. And we try to do that as much as we can. We won't be able to do it on the next one. We'll talk about that here in a second. So let's bring up the schedule going forward. So here you go. You can see that we've got another fight night from the Apex next weekend. So Anthony Hernandez and Michelle Pereira, the middleweight division, number 13 against number 14. Should be an exciting fight. Then bantamweight division, Rob Font and Kyler Phillips. Now, I like those two fights. So this is kind of, you know, a better card than we had last night. I like this one a lot better. Charles Johnson, Suma Derji, Brad Hiestad, Jake Hadley, bantamweight division, Darren Elkins, Danielle Pineda, the featherweight division, and then you've got a ranked flyweight matchup. Number 7, Mateus Nicolau, and number 14, Asu Almabayev. And just looking down towards the bottom of this card, Austin Lane, Robles de Spain. So I don't expect that one to last very long. That one may not even make it out of the first round. So I apologize for the voice, and that's kind of why we're on here a little bit later tonight, just trying to give another day of rest to try to get in here and get through a show. So appreciate you sticking with me. So here we go with UFC 308, October 26th from Abu Dhabi. This is a huge card, like just the number of fights on this card, 5 in the main card, 9 fights on the prelim. So I don't know if the UFC is expecting some of these fights to not happen and they just need backup, but this was already a good card, didn't need to add so many. So obviously, Ilia Topuria, the featherweight champion at the top of the card against the former champion, number 2 contender Max Holloway, this is just going to be phenomenal. And can't wait. Unfortunately, we won't be able to do live main event coverage that day. I will be out, but we'll come back on Sunday and wrap that one up. I really wish that I could do a live main event coverage of that one, but I'm just not going to be able to pull that one off. I have a prior commitment that I'll be lucky if I get to see that fight. So really going to try to get in there and see that one with the schedule conflict that week. So middleweight division, number 3, Robert Whittaker against number 11, Khamzat Chimaev. Obviously, that's a huge fight, and I'm just worried if Khamzat would even make it there. So hopefully he does, because we'd love to see this go down. Featherweight matchup, number 11, Laurent Murphy, and number 14, Dan Ige. Huge light heavyweight matchup here with number 2, Magomed Ankalaev against number 5, Alexander Rakic. You expect that the winner of this one will get Alex Pereira next in 2025 after that win last weekend over Khalil Rountree Jr. Then to finish off the main card, Shara Magomedov against Armin Petrosian, the middleweight division. Prelims, top 15 matchup, Jeff Neal and Rafael Dos Anjos, the welterweight division, 10 against 13. Kennedy and Jeshiku against Justin Taffa, heavyweight matchup there with Njechukwu, ranked number 14. And you can see all the names there on the prelims for UFC 308. So really looking forward to that main event and looking forward to see if Khamzat makes it there. We hope he does. Then we go fight night from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada on November 2nd. And a flyweight matchup between number 2, Brandon Moreno, number 3, Amir Albazi. And Moreno, the former champion, there looking to get back to another title shot. And you may just see him and Brandon Royval face off again. Whoever wins this match may get Royval next. And then the winner will face Pantoja and, you know, after his next fight. So then this women's flyweight matchup is a really interesting one here. Looking forward to that. Number 3, Erin Blanchfield against number 5, Rose Namajunas. Blanchfield coming off that loss to Manon Fiorot. And you figure that Fiorot will get the next title shot against Valentina Shevchenko. And then the winner of this one may face the winner of that matchup. So heavyweight matchup, Derek Lewis, Jonata Deniz, top 15 there. Just going down because we've seen these cards before. So just kind of filling in the gaps here. But a top 15 matchup in the women's flyweight division. Ariana Da Silva and Jasmine Jusudovicius. Heavyweight matchup there between Alexander Romanov and Rodrigo Nascimento. So then we go November 9th at the Apex. We have the main event for this one now. So, number 15, Neil Magny against Carlos Pretez. We saw Pretez a couple weeks ago just look outstanding and now looking to be ranked. And, you know, I think he will be. It's a great matchup for him, the welterweight division. So, looking forward to that on November 9th. Cody Garbrandt back in action against Miles Johns. Karolina Kovalkiewicz, always, you know, good for 3 or 4 fights in a year. And another women's strawweight top 15 matchup, Luana Pinheiro and Jillian Robertson. So then the big one, UFC 309, November 16th. And I plan on doing live main event coverage for this one for sure. John Jones, Stipe Miocic for the heavyweight title. Obviously, John Jones, your champion. Stipe Miocic, the former champion, been out for a while, but coming back. So John Jones wants that greatest heavyweight of all time title as well, which Stipe currently holds. Unofficially, of course. Lightweight matchup between Charles Oliveira and Michael Chandler. Vivian Araújo against Karina Silva. Women's flyweight division. A great middleweight matchup here between Bo Nickel and Paul Craig. Chris Weidman back in action. Nikita Krylov and Azamat Mirzakhanov. A great light heavyweight matchup there. Jonathan Martinez. And looking forward to seeing Basil Hafez back in action. So that one's huge. Looking forward to that. Then we go to Fight Night in China, November 23rd. So that'll be Piotr Jan against Davison Figueiredo, the bantamweight division. I don't think I have the ranking on there for Figueiredo. I think he's ranked number 9 in the bantamweight division right now. Women's strawweight matchup, Yan Xiaonan and Tabitha Ricci, number 2 against number 9. And then light heavyweight division, number 6 against number 10, Volkan Ozdemir and Carlos Ulberg. Ozdemir's looked really good lately. So, yeah, I mean, it just kind of started to fade a little bit, but then has turned it on. So, really interesting matchup there with Ulberg. There you see the road to the UFC in the prelims. So then we move on to UFC 310, December 7th. So Gon and Volkov is not the main event, but a, you know, obviously a great heavyweight matchup there. Ciryl Gon ranked number 2, Volkov ranked number 3. And it's really interesting, whoever wins this fight, they're just going to be kind of left in limbo because whatever happens between Jones and Miocic, you would assume that Jones would win, and then he would have to face Tom Aspinall. The winner would face Tom Aspinall either way. So if something weird happens, Jones and Miocic both call it quits after that fight, then the winner of this fight could get Aspinall. So just kind of a waiting game for them. But obviously the winner is going to put themselves in a great position. Got a featherweight matchup there between number 5 Mozfar Evloev and number 9 Aljamain Sterling. And a light heavyweight matchup there between number 12 Anthony Smith and number 13 Dominic Reyes. And that's what I was talking about, that Pantoja set to be the co-main event at this one. Just speculation at this point, so that's why we didn't put it on here, so it's not official. A couple of these other ones, Tampa also, you know, we're kind of guessing a little bit on these. So we finish off the year here with Fight Night from Tampa on December 14th. Ian Garry, Colby Covington, the welterweight division, Amanda Ribas and Mackenzie Dern in the women's strawweight division. So those are coming together, and we look forward to having full cards here in the next couple of weeks. So I appreciate everybody coming by. Did just want to drop in and, you know, come in for about 15 minutes and wrap up last night's card. And, you know, look forward to the next couple of weeks, you know, trying to get my voice back and trying to get in better shape to bring you a better show going forward. So appreciate everybody coming by, and you can subscribe. You'll know when we're on every time, because it's not always a set time, because we try to come in right after the UFC events end. And then when we do live pay-per-view coverage, we like to come in right after the fighters are introduced. So it's not always the same time every Saturday. And obviously this one's Sunday this week, just because sometimes we can't get in right after the fights. And then sometimes our voice doesn't cooperate. But looking forward to seeing you guys next week. And, you know, we've got another fight night coming up next week from the Apex. Then we'll get into another pay-per-view. So that's what we always look forward to with a little more. Next week we'll have the preview for the pay-per-view. We'll give some picks. We were 5-0 last week, just for people who like to gamble a little bit on these fights for entertainment purposes only. We were 5-0 and picking winners in the main card last weekend. So join us next weekend for that UFC 308 preview. I'm Russ Renault, and thanks for sticking in there and hanging in there with me here on the UFC Fight Cards podcast presented by Orange Fire Media, and we will see you next week from Las Vegas.